Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends.
Wah-ah.
We made it to Friday. Boy, I'm excited for Friday. I'm excited. It's a football Friday here at the Fan.
Are we talking football today?
We are talking football today.
A little bit of football, maybe?
Lots of football. It's a football Friday, dude.
I will tell you, it's still a basketball Friday after the basketball last night.
Well, for you, every day is a basketball day.
I mean, it is. But also, I do love football.
It's a great Friday. There's a ton of NFL, ton of college football. The World Series starts tonight. I know everyone's stoked about that.
Top flight security of the world, Craig.
Craig?
A lot to get to, man. My wife texted me this morning, and she said... is October normally this busy? Like, I'm not mad, yes. But I just need to know. And I was like, uh-oh, babe. Yeah, it's a busy one. You get the NFL and college football in full swing, and you get baseball playoffs, and the NBA starts coming around. And then, before you know it, your coach gets arrested for illegal gambling. And then everything falls apart.
Yeah.
And then it's been a month into the school year where your kids are touching doorknobs and licking people and... Then you feel like I feel.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm playing hurt today. You brought this, whatever this is, into the studio, and now I'm sitting over here like, I don't feel good. In fact, it's going to be one of these.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think that's good for you to have when you're not feeling good.
I think it's great for you to have because it just gives you that artificial feeling of not feeling like complete and utter dog crap.
Being sick is one of the coolest things because then you're like, for 3 days in a row, you shouldn't really drink, so I don't drink. And then someone's like, oh, yeah, when was the last time you had multiple days off drinking? And I was like, well, back in October, mofo. 3 days, to be exact. I skipped a Friday night. It's Friday. You ain't got no job. You ain't got S to do.
You're telling me that you're going to be happy about the fact that you didn't drink on a Friday night?
Yeah, dude.
I don't think
so. It's called free will. Willpower.
I don't think you are.
Yeah, I'm stoked about it.
I don't believe you.
You know, it's going to rain in Autzen this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, old Joe Fish and I, we got here at about the same time this morning. I looked at him as it started to rain as I got out of the car. I go, well, golf season's over. It's over.
Well, no, I hear the commercial from Isaac Rupp about Langdon Farms because it's got the best drainage in the Pacific Northwest.
It absolutely does. But
so you go check out our friends down at Langdon Farms.
It doesn't keep you. It doesn't keep your uptops dry.
See, I maybe I'm the weird guy because I don't golf, so I don't quite know. But I would like to do that in the rain. I'm thinking about doing a ton of yard work this winter, like cleaning up the yard in the pouring rain. Just like own it. I mean, that'll get me sick, but just own it. get some splash pants on, a nice rain jacket, and just go out there and prune some trees, some shrubs, and clean it up, rip out everything of the garbage in the flower beds, and start from scratch next year. And then that way, I'm in prime mode to ignore it all next summer.
Is that how it works?
For me.
Okay.
For me, man. Dude, I don't want to do yard work. This is the first yard I've ever had to live in. Now I have to do yard work? Look, there's a reason I lived in apartments and didn't want to do anything. Because I didn't want to do anything, so I didn't have to do anything. If you live that apartment life and you love it because you don't have to mow your lawn, honk your horn. Mm. Shout out to everybody out there on the freeways. Hope traffic's okay.
You don't.
I do too.
You don't.
I do too.
Don't lie.
No, I'm not lying. I think it's going to be a great day out there for everybody. It's a Friday. Do we got any good football on tonight?
I'm going to go.
I swear I looked at the schedule and didn't see a whole lot.
I'm going to go with no.
Why not?
Just because.
Let's see here. Friday night. Dude, my North Texas at Charlotte. North Texas favored by 25.5. My Cal Bears at Virginia Tech. V-Tech favored by 6.5.
Hmm.
I would say I'd put money on that game, but I think I spent 4 hours yesterday talking about why I don't gamble. Boise State at Nevada, a little hot action tonight. I could be interested. You could talk me into it.
You aren't selling me.
I know. It's because I'm going to watch World Series tonight.
Are you?
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. This is a great matchup.
Don't get me wrong. You can sell me on this weekend. You can sell me on this weekend. There's some fun little matchups.
Why don't you just do two screens, though? I'm going to do two screens. I'm going to do Blazers. I'm going to do Dodgers. I mean, Blazers are a must-watch tonight.
I mean, you said, why don't I do two screens? Sir, what am I going to be doing tonight?
Well, you've shown me, though. You've shown me two screens.
I will have the World Series up.
There you go.
There. Because I will say, I mean, there's certainly no shortage of baseball fans. You know, Jaynes, Quick, Demers, we're all going to keep eyes on it for sure. There's also some guys up in the media section that could not care less about baseball.
Yeah, well.
So, but no, there's plenty of us that we'll have. And I always have a scout sitting next to me, and usually whatever else I have on, they're kind of like doing one of these, kind of leaning over like, what are you got going on over here? Like, I'm scouting this game, but I'm also interested in whatever you have going on that monitor right there.
Yeah, I think it's fun to try and double dip. I mean, it's harder for you guys because you have to actually be focused and paying attention to something as that is your main priority. But I'm the lucky guy, I guess, tonight. I just got to see if I can make it to the seventh inning without passing out. I got to see if I can make it to halftime. What time's tip tonight? 7:30? We got one of these new classic 8 o'clock games to get used to.
Dude, don't put that out there for me right now. I'm already pissed off about it.
Well,
Friday, don't give me an additional one.
A Friday night 8 a.m. game, 8 p.m. game would be totally fine because you don't have to be here. You know, the next day, that would be your perfect time to...
Look, if I'm going to have one, yes.
Yeah, that would be the perfect time to try and get used to it. Because you don't have anything to do the next day. You can sleep in.
Yes. Yes. But I don't think I have any of those. I think all the 8 o'clock games, are the reason they're there is because they are weekday games.
See, that's not very nice.
No, it's monster stuff, which means, and let me knock on all of the wood, if one of those goes to overtime, I'm going to strangle the life out of somebody.
Well, I mean,
because an 8 o'clock game is not going to tip at 8. It's going to tip at 8:12.
If you play the Oklahoma City Thunder, it's definitely going to overtime.
Or double.
They are par for the course right now.
Back-to-back double OT games.
Well, if you don't want to see a bullseye on your back. Look, the Rockets are trying to win a title this year, and you're going to play the team that you just beat for a title.
Yeah.
That could have beat you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not too shocked that those are double OT games.
I'm a little shocked, but I know some people in the league who are like, I think the Thunder are going to like try even harder and try to win 70 games this year. And I'm like, no, they're not.
Why not?
Because you're going to hit January and February, and guys are going to be dinged up, and you're going to sit there and go, yeah, we need to chill for a bit. Dude, chasing 70 is nuts.
Well, yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, go ask the Warriors. They did it and lost.
Yeah, and it's not an excuse, but they will all tell you is they were kind of burned.
It's true. I mean, you can look at that at all sports. You know, take the Seattle Mariners, for example. They won 116 games, lost in the ALCS. The Golden State Warriors, they won 72, right? 73. Mm-hmm. They won 73 games and lost in the finals.
73-9, and they lied.
And how many times have we seen an NFL team go 15-1, 14-2, and not win a Super Bowl?
I mean, you had
it's tough to always just go, go, go.
You know, you had the Patriots.
Yeah, But they would drop games in September.
No, I'm talking about the undefeated season when they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, exactly. Then you keep pushing it and you keep running and running and running, and then you realize you're out of gas by the time you get there. Isn't this the classic thing we knock on James Harden for?
Well, James
Harden, he's so good in the regular season that he's basically gassed by the time he gets to the postseason.
No, he's just the biggest choke artist in the history of sports.
Or maybe he's just gassed.
No. He just chokes.
Ouch.
When you do it that many times, you just choke. Because he's had good playoff games. It's when the leverage gets up.
But I would argue he's also had just like amazing regular season.
He's had some of the best regular season performances.
Yeah, and so I wonder if that just catches up. Also, I think a lot of that for him is team construction too. Some of those teams outside of him aren't awesome. Some of those Rockets teams, sure they had Chris Paul and there's a couple dudes, Clint Capella, something like that. But
he did it with the Rockets, he did it with the Thunder, and he did it with the Clippers. So
yeah.
If the thing follows you, it's not the team.
Yeah.
So, you know. But, man, to old preschool's point, October is the best month for sports.
It's, for sure.
Hands down, is the from basically like October 12th to Halloween, it is the best period of sports in this country, hands down.
And I think if the World Series goes 7 games, I believe Game 7 is on November 1st.
Okay.
So, don't quote me on that.
So bump it out to November 1st. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I told her she was going to love January through July.
Oh, what you really love is when we get the break in February, because Super Bowl's over, All-Star break hits, and all of a sudden it's like there's this big, and pitchers and catchers are just starting to report, so you're not doing anything there.
Not a ton of news out of there, except for one dude's getting Tommy John.
Yeah, like leading up to that, you obviously have the Super Bowl, and you have the trade deadline in the NBA, and it's like it's busy, but then you get that basically like 10-day period where everybody just gets to, it's nice.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen for us till like May or July.
No, we'll get it in February. Yeah. I've been doing it for a long time now.
All right. We'll get it. All right.
But yeah, no, we hit May and we're like, now we get to chill. That's 100% for certain.
Feet back, feet up. Back.
But hey.
Back.
We're going to have a fun December. A little tease there.
A December to remember.
A little tease there.
Some could say. Some could say a December to remember. Oakley-Dokley, we got a lot to get to tonight. Thursday night football happened last night. It's time to get a little back on track. We will touch in on the Blazers situation throughout the day. Plus, they play tonight in a really weird sort of situation. The Oregon Ducks taking on the Barry Alvarez Wisconsin Badgers. We have a college coach going to the pros. I'm curious, is this a new future? We'll take our dance around the Pacific Northwest and see those three college football games. We'll also touch in on the NBA as we're, on day four of the NBA, and there's some cool storylines going on around there, plus Web Gems, everybody's favorite. But when we come back, we spent 4 hours yesterday, but, you know, how are we feeling 24 hours later? There's a federal arraignment. Some more statements have been made and some more news comes out. We'll check in on Chauncey Billups and the Blazers situation and his situation personally. We'll do that next. This is Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
10-16 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge, as we always are. Monday through Friday, 10 to 1. If you were new to the show yesterday due to the news, we appreciate you coming back. I'm Patrick, that's Danny. Big shout out to everybody here at the station yesterday. It was an all hands on deck kind of day. Big shout out to the guys behind the scenes, the Joshes, the Dans, the Jakes of the world, Boss Man Cooley, Dusty Hera, and big shouts to Swag, Dirt, and Sprague as well for all the great heavy lifting you guys did and setting us up to have a great day. And the reason we were set up to have a great day was, you know, sometimes those things just happen where giant stories come through and you don't plan to spend 3 hours, and then your boss comes in and asks you to stay an extra hour for free. And you realize the gravity of the situation and the importance of what it takes to be Portland Sports Leader. And yesterday, I think from top to bottom, from 6 a.m., to 8 p.m. yesterday, this station showed why we are Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. She lets you interact with us throughout the entire day. Send us your thoughts. We'll read them on the air. And also youtube.com/1051thefan. You can watch all our shows live there. Jump in the chat. Join us. We're usually having a good time. Danny Meringue, my Blazer guy. Can you think of the last time there was a...
Whatever it is, no.
...more anticipated game than tonight?
No.
The vibe in the building is going to be a really interesting one.
That's the best word I can use for it, because there's 11 billion ways that you can come at this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, is like, you know, we did the extra hour yesterday, and in the last 5 minutes, like, this is going to sound super tacky, and I don't care. The emotion of it all just hit like a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wiped out. And I was talking to a few other people about it that cover the team, that are around the team, and everybody else I talked to felt the same way. Not it hit at a different time for everybody, but it's just like, you know, did you see the video of Chauncey walking out of the courthouse?
Sure did.
What were your thoughts when you saw it?
My thoughts, I saw a man who was shocked.
Yeah.
I saw a man who was shocked, and I'm going to be honest with you, I saw a man who was shocked he got caught.
Mm.
I don't want to get into the world of he's guilty. I mean, the evidence is really damning. It's really, really rough to see how he gets out of this without some sort of amazing plea deal. And I don't want to just assume he's guilty. But as someone who studied theater and acting for a very long time, who was an actor for over almost 2 decades of my life, body language is huge. Facial expressions are huge. Sometimes... we are taught in theater, doing nothing speaks louder than doing something. And I think the blank stare on his face and the slow walk to the car was very telling to me of a man who realizes his world is coming down.
Yep.
And trying to save face when we all know you got no shot at this. And again, that's my opinion on what I'm reading body language. Because again, as we said all day yesterday, I would like due process to do what it does. It's constitutional right. I believe in the United States Constitution. I hope it stays that way. That the man deserves to go before a jury of his peers and see if he is found guilty. But man, it didn't look good coming out of that courthouse last night.
No, and this doesn't sound tacky, but sadness.
Mm-hmm. That's what you felt?
Yeah. I looked at him and I...
Well, you have a relationship with him. I just know him as the point guard of the Pistons and the coach of the Blazers.
And I think it's because of exactly what you said you saw. He didn't walk out with his head down. Mm-mm. He didn't walk out with his head up. He walked out and he did the, you know, rub your face, rub your lips kind of thing. Like,
oh, crap, there's a bunch of people here.
And you could see.
And you're looking, and he's looking around and he's seeing people he knows and people he doesn't know.
Yeah.
And from different outlets.
And that was the thing. And he didn't hustle out of there quickly. He didn't go fast. He didn't go slow. But there was a cadence to him that just looked like it. Time was slowed down for him.
There's a little bit of where do I go?
Yeah.
A little bit of what do I do? A little bit of I'm kind of, he's there with his daughter and his wife, but that was a man that looked alone.
Yeah,
that looked very alone.
And Chauncey Billups, if you're around him long enough, you pick up on mannerisms with anybody you know. Chauncey Billups doesn't walk or go or do anything lacking confidence. You know what I mean? He's not a guy that's unsure.
He's usually pretty smooth in his confidence.
Yeah. And it's not.
Which leads to the face card situation. Yeah. That's why that's really believable. Evidence be damning.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, and I saw a guy that was unsure. Lacks certainty. And you could just see it hit him like a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the indelible image of what yesterday was that for me. It wasn't just reading the reports, it was finally seeing him.
And I think his reaction walking out of the building kind of resonates with all of us in our reaction of this franchise right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of, oh my God, this is happening to me. Look, if this happened to somebody else, let's say this was Rick Carlisle in the Indiana Pacers, okay, who just came off a game 7 of the NBA Finals. If this happened yesterday, we spend a good amount of time on it. We don't do an extra hour. We don't spend all 3 hours doing it. But I think we spend a good amount of time because it's a story that rocks the league. Our take on it, the reason we are doing 14 hours of continuous live and local coverage right here on The Fan because of it is because it is local. But I think the biggest thing is we sit there and we look at, oh my God, this is happening to us. And how did this happen? There's a great text on the text line right now. Big reflection from yesterday is the podcast video from the poker player, knowing it was 100% rigged. How did the Blazers organization not know this, but the Reddit crowd has known this all along? But then they re-signed him. Was there due diligence or did they ignore it? And Jason Sukanik said something that was spot on yesterday. He was quoting Casino from Sam, the Robert De Niro character. Either you were in on it, and if you're in on it, you're fired. And if you weren't, it means you were too stupid to know what was going on and you're fired. And that's kind of the look I get when I see Chauncey. It's like, oh, wow, I felt duped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's a lot of people I read online that were like, weirdly, why do I feel betrayed?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because as sports fans, we blindly put our allegiance into teams. And a lot of it's regional. A lot of it's, you know, my dad was a Dodgers fan, so I'm a Dodgers fan. Or my dad went to Oregon, and even though I went to Northwestern and I got a really cool broadcasting degree, I root for the Ducks, too, because my dad went there.
Sure.
And when it hits you, it hurts.
And to this point, and I always try to tell people this, that when you're around stuff like this, not just like this, but like traumatic situations, mm-hmm. and then it's a sliding trauma. Scale of trauma, right?
One thing that's cool about our world right now is we're understanding the implications of trauma.
Yeah. And, you know, from the outside looking in, like, you know, people, I always see like, you know, of course the neighbor said, I never saw this coming. There was all these signs. I'm telling you, when it's right there in front of you, it's the easiest place to hide something. Because genuinely, most people do see the best in people.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
We try to.
Most people are not that, like, honestly, if you're that cynical all the time, you're probably clinically psychotic.
It's why we love a good redemption story. We believe in people.
Yes. And so, and this isn't to excuse any of this. I talked about this lightly a little bit yesterday in the sense of, you know, how could the Blazers not know? I think the Blazers knew in the sense of that Chauncey gambled, but even the potentially fixed poker game. The disgusting part of this is that sort of behavior, this is not outside the boundaries of normalcy in professional sports. It's mm-hmm. not. And I'm not saying that to excuse it, but this is what I said yesterday. The whole idea of like not knowing how the sausage is made and who people really are kind of a deal. The stories I have heard about some of your favorite players, you would hate them as human beings.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You would you would never, ever, ever support this person ever again.
Yeah, Lil P says that on the YouTube chat. I've learned you have to love the player or coach, not the human behind the jersey, sadly, yes. as a fan. And that's true. And that's true because there's a lot of jerks. I got a buddy out there who's a diehard Celtics fan. He was in Vegas and met Paul Pierce, and it broke his heart.
Oh, Paul Pierce is look, I don't
know. And I felt bad because I could have told him that I knew Paul Pierce was like, and this was 2 decades ago.
Yeah.
I could have told him that everybody that talks knows that Pierce is not very nice to fans, to anyone, let alone fans.
Paul Pierce is nice to Paul Pierce.
Yes, and maybe KG.
And even then, if you ever watch them do a podcast together,
they fight all the time.
Yeah, KG has to check him all the time. And Kevin Garnett, good God.
You know, I like to think my favorite basketball player of all time is Reggie Miller. I like to think if I met Reggie Aloysius, he would be a nice guy.
I will tell you right now.
But if Reggie came to me and was a jerk and he was even having an off day mm-hmm. and he's normally a great guy, it can't surprise me.
No.
Because never meet your heroes, kids.
I'm telling you right now, that is what has made, and this isn't to say that Dame's perfect. Dame takes pride in whenever he is around people of making sure that he is on.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows that that might be his one interaction with a fan. And he takes that stuff super serious.
Yeah.
And he's a rarity in the league. If you go through Dame's entire career, I think the only time that there's ever been a negative thing was, you know, his rookie year where there was the fight at the bar situation.
Sure.
And then in Minnesota, after a game, you sign an autograph. And I can't remember exactly what was said, but I think it might've been on the racial side, and Dame's ears perked up and the attitude changed very quickly, mm-hmm. which rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
It was something along those lines. If somebody remembers what it was, but those are the only two incidents I ever, like the number of people I've talked to who have run into Damian Lillard on the streets, like, I became a bigger fan of him.
Mm.
And that's hard to do, though.
The whole Black Lives Matter thing, not to get political,
yeah.
but the Black Lives Matter thing, the fact that that picture is iconic. The fact that he's
him walking across the bridge
at the front of the group and across the bridge, that's chills. You know, I'll never forget when Brandon Roy was drafted, he was basically given the keys to the city. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody was stoked when that guy walked in.
Yeah.
And never did I think there would be another player that had that kind of
the embodiment.
Yeah, the embodiment of the city until Damian Lillard. And you hope that.
Yeah.
But even a guy like Dame who cares and gives an S and wants to be on every time someone's in the building, just in case that's their only perception,
mm-hmm.
people still have off days.
Yep.
And it takes that one little kid.
Man is fallible.
Takes that one little kid that Dame didn't see and didn't get an mm-hmm. autograph, and that kid says, you know what, I don't like that.
Screw that guy.
It's a tough world. And that's why the point is...
That's the best version of, like, mm-hmm. something going wrong. Where in reality, again, I don't say this to be like, don't meet your heroes wholly, because I don't want to live in such a cynical world. I know I joke about, you know, being a jerk and being an a-hole and all those kind of things. I genuinely want to be a good guy and make people happy. Like, if you ever see me on the streets and we stop and talk, I'll stop and talk basketball with you for a half hour, 45 minutes, man. Like, I love doing it.
Mm.
It's one of my favorite things to do. But the whole idea of, like, where this stuff is and how some of these, like, if you all of a sudden are 22 years old and you have $50 million in your bank account and you've been told your whole life how great you are, you start doing things and living a life that us normal people that don't have that kind of money, you don't understand.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, like, sitting here like, oh, you don't know, but I'm saying you don't know.
No, I have no idea what that's like.
Like, I've been around, like, tangentially around some of the eyes wide shut type stuff. And I'm like, get me the hell out of
here.
Yeah,
man, up until like 7 years, I'm 40. Up until like 7-8 years ago, dude, I'm borderline paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I kind of got older and started to figure out my life and reprioritize.
Sure.
And living check to check, I can't imagine not ever having to worry about a check.
And when that worry is gone, you find other worries.
Right.
So we can talk about the case and all that kind of stuff, but for me, it's the soft stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how they react tonight, the players.
It's the new fascinating story. Because look, there's not much more we can learn until he goes before a court and mm-hmm. goes on trial. There's not a whole lot, unless new information leaks out, obviously.
And the news
now
side
it's
of
the
this, player.
Now it's the Blazers' side.
Yeah, and now the news side of this is Chauncey Billups did have the indictment read at federal court. He has surrendered his passport. He can no longer be around any illicit gambling activities. He cannot travel outside of traveling to Brooklyn to go appear for his court case.
No firearms.
It's you know, you've surrendered a lot of rights because he is squarely in the FBI's crosshairs.
Might have surrendered everything. All right, we'll put a pin in this. We'll circle back around on this in a little bit. Let's try to get back to some normalcy, all right? Thursday night football last night. Freudian slip. Chargers take down the Vikings last night. There's something from this game that I think people were talking about, but in a way that I don't know if you quite noticed what was going on, because I think I saw something that really, really broke my heart. We'll get to that next, but first we'll toss it to Rust with sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Girl, I must warn you. 503-864-632 is the fan text line. She lets you hang out with us. I want to read some of your texts here as we're wrapping up that conversation, at least for the moment. I met my idol Reggie Jackson after a Mariner game. Asked him for his autograph, then was a condescending jerk and barked no. Then I put my 9-year-old sister up to ask him, and he lost his S and yelled at her. I've hated him ever since.
I've heard multiple people say something about in that regard around Reggie Jackson.
I ran into Ryan Leaf. I might have told you this story. I ran into Ryan Leaf at the Coug in Pullman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had just done his... I don't think he had been in jail yet.
Oh, so he's still going through it.
He's still going through it. And he was at the Coug, which is, you know, a famous bar in Pullman, Washington. Reese Davis has his signature there from game day. That's where I met Reese Davis. And I was there one night, and I happened to be walking in on a Friday night with some friends, and I happened to be wearing my Chargers hat because I was a Chargers fan at the time because of Ryan Leaf. Now, I know things didn't go well with him, but, you know, us Wazoo kids try to stick together on that kind of stuff. And I just happened to be there with my Charger hat. And I turned to him and I said, excuse me, Mr. Leaf, I don't mean to bother you, but would you be willing to sign my hat? And he looked at me and he said, no. And I was like, I get it, man. I totally understand. I'm not here to rag on you or anything, but I'm a Charger fan because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Go Cougs. And he kind of went, okay. And he signed my hat and he took a picture with me. And then about 30 people wanted a picture with him, and he was very, very upset about that. And I walked out of there not caring.
Yeah.
Because of the initial reaction. Like, bro, you are a top five quarterback in program history at the beer bar. It's full alcohol now, but at the beer bar off campus, two blocks from the stadium.
Yeah.
Like, you are Ryan Leaf in Pullman on a Friday night. You can't, I mean, he was hefty then too.
Yeah.
You can't not expect people to know who you are.
Yeah.
And so that's why when it kind of ruined his night, and I kind of didn't care.
Yeah, but you understand a little bit of why he maybe wouldn't want to do it, because the second he opens it up.
Of course, and I'll tell you what, if Ryan Leaf was sitting here next to me now and I told that story, I bet you he'd apologize.
Yeah.
I bet you he would.
But he also would be like, you understand why I didn't want to do it, right? Because now my whole night is this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I get it. Like,
I get it,
that's,
too.
That's the trade-off of the fame. You get the notoriety, but you get the notoriety.
And this is why, like, you know, I once saw Eddie Vedder digging through records at a record shop in Honolulu, and I just looked up to him and gave him a little head nod, and he gave me a head nod, and that was it.
And he probably respected the fact that you left them the hell alone.
Yep, because I was like, I also just don't want to talk. I don't know what to say to you, you know? I would love to ask you.
You gave him the Christian Bale and Batman to Alfred across the way, raise the cup.
I'd love to ask him about Ticketmaster, Live Nation. I'd love to ask him about those early shows in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Hell, I'd love to talk to him about the Cubs. But does he want to do that?
Nah.
I don't know if he wants to do that. So for me, it's kind of like, you know, I saw Ron Howard in a park in Paris. It was the same situation. He just went by and caught my wife, and we both mouthed each other from far away, Ron Howard?
Mm.
And you're like, yeah, and I think there's some aspect of letting that mystique stay in that mystique.
Sure.
Letting that, you know, don't idolize, respect, and be kind of, you know, shell-shocked when you see them. But also realize, if somebody came up to me every single day asking me like, hey man, this is the fourth day in a row I've seen you out and I haven't seen your wife with you. What's up with that? You're like, well, my wife doesn't care about the baseball game and I came to the bar to watch the baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
If 30 people are asking me that every day, probably turn into a jerk.
Right. It's hard.
And I'm nobody.
It's hard. So, yeah, it's so weird where we go with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, the as we pull on this thread, it's not just the charges. It's the implications of all of this stuff and how humanity. That's the crazy thing about this, is that's fundamentally what it comes down to, is humanity.
And I will reach across,
good, bad, or otherwise.
And I'll reach across the aisle from a sports fan to a non-sports fan and kind of say, you know, there are celebrities who die, like musicians who die, and somebody's just like, oh my God, I am so broken up about this. I am so upset about this. And it is very easy to rag on them and pile on them and say, well, why are you so broken up? You didn't know David Bowie. Why do you care so much? The music is still there. You still have him. Why does it care that he doesn't walk this earth anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And that person's response is, you don't understand, because the impact of knowing that that person is alive does something to me, and something subconsciously, and helps get me through the day. Dude, us sports fans are no different than D&D players, bros.
Dude,
you know, pop culture lovers, anything. Like, we idolize people the exact same way. We just put ball in hoop, ball in net.
The weirdest feeling I think I've ever had as an adult was when Paul Allen died. I didn't think it was, I saw it and I was like, and then I started talking with people. And it hit me like a truck, like how many memories tangentially he was responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why am I so messed up about this? I didn't think for a split second that it would bother me.
Because we get emotionally invested into stuff.
And that was the thing. It was like, it was so crazy.
Because sports, music, TV, anything, it's all art to some extent.
Sure.
And art, the reason art, you know, civilization, I say this all the time. Civilizations rise and fall. Okay. Thousands of years, hundreds of years, and they will continue to rise and fall. At some point, what we know is this civilization will cease to exist and it'll be some different incarnation of it. But the one thing that always continues is art, whether it's sports, music, life, food, whatever it is. Artistic pulls at the heartstrings, and that's why we get so emotionally invested in this stuff. All right. Sidetracked again.
I feel like it's going to be one of those shows.
It might be one of those shows. When we come back, let's do dive into Thursday Night Football. Speaking of emotion, a lot of emotion on the sideline for a quarterback of this team. We'll go there next. The Firm on 105.1 The Fan. All right, thanks for joining us here. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll get into the Oregon Ducks taking on Wisconsin. You know, and I don't know how much there is to chat about that game, so I want to have a little convo about Wisconsin. We'll also take a walk around the Pacific Northwest and a nice little brisk stroll on this rainy Friday afternoon. Take a peek on what everybody's playing this weekend, how your fandoms are going. And then Web Gems will take us to the swamp. But Thursday night football happened last night. And, you know, yesterday was a weird sports day for us, especially those of us here in the Portland market around the fan. I found it hard to watch basketball last night. So I'll just admit to everyone, I saw some highlights, but I didn't really want to watch basketball last night because I just kind of felt a little like, not burned out, but just I didn't know how I felt. I wanted to give a little space, give my brain a little space. And Thursday night football was a nice little reprieve. But I think what was interesting, you know, look, Herbert looked good. Chargers are getting healthy. Offensive line proved some stability. Those are my takeaways from the game. Cool. Adios. The Vikings had nothing. I did get a sneak peek at the new Amazon NBA studio. They did
the LED floor.
The pregame crew did the crew they have, not Al Michaels and Herb Street, but the crew they have. They did the pregame on the field since it was in LA, and then they went to the new studio and did halftime and postgame there. Dude, it looks nice. It looks nice.
Shout out Ben Golliver on the show yesterday. You can go to the all of your podcast platforms and catch Ben from the Washington Post.
Yeah, Ben was great yesterday.
Ben got to tour. Ben lives in L.A. Ben got to tour the Amazon Studios. I want to say last week, if you scroll back on his social feed, you can see his whole tour of the facility. And it's Amazon does it better than anybody else, dog. They just do.
They do, and I hate ESPN sets, and I have for a very long time. Again, like we were talking about with the NBC.
They kept the TNT set. They just slapped an ESPN freaking logo on it. I was like, weird how this looks better.
And it kind of still looks gross seeing the ESPN logo.
It does look a little weird.
But the biggest takeaway I had from last night, look, I saw some people kind of ragging on him on the internet, and I'm not here to stick up for him. I'm just going to tell you what I thought. You know, Carson Wentz had a really, really rough night. And if you listen to the show, you know me, a couple weeks ago, I rattled off, you know, 6 or 7 quarterbacks that Carson Wentz could start over. Look, I don't know how bad that injury is to that shoulder, to that left arm in general, or how bad the Vikings are kind of cratering right now. But it was easy for people to kind of make fun of Carson Wentz as he looked like he was crying on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I took it a step further. That, to me, looked like a quarterback who realized he's done.
Yeah. I mean, you bring in Brosmer. He's where? Minnesota?
Yes.
Minnesota quarterback, right?
Yes. Yeah. And he's been there for a couple years. They gave him a little extension. He's supposed to be the backup of the future.
Local ties is certainly helpful.
And look, we can talk about J.J. McCarthy for days and was this a bust pick and look around the rest of that draft. But we talk about this when it's Travis Kelce, Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady, any of the greats, you know, Jokic, Giannis, as we're looking ahead of those guys, LeBron, et cetera. That once you start thinking about this being the end, that it's probably time for the end.
Because if you hang on too long, either you get hurt or your body betrays you.
Or
we've already had a couple this year of guys who were tired in the season.
Or the fans turn on you hard. I know,
with
but that's
Wentz, that's kind of been the story of his career.
But Matt Ryan had a rough exit.
Yep.
Phillip Rivers had a rough exit.
Because you keep going when you don't have it anymore, it's evident.
Yet somehow we love and like Joe Flacco, and that could be a media thing where we laugh as Joe Flacco.
Well,
elite.
Also, Joe Flacco goes out there and does what he did last week.
Yeah. And there you go. And I think I was looking at a guy who was crying on the sidelines, maybe not crying on the sidelines, but having a coming to Jesus moment that just when he really thought things were turning around, he realized that maybe being a starting quarterback in the NFL is not my career.
Mm-hmm.
And that has got to be just gutting.
It has to suck.
At that position, in that sport, is there a sexier position in any other sport than the starting quarterback of an NFL team?
No.
And to know that you are done, boy, that's got to hurt. I lived in the feels of Carson Wentz last night. I lived in the feels for him, and that was really rough to watch. And then I read some stuff that apparently Kevin O'Connell can kind of be this way. Look, he knew they weren't very good, and he left him out there because he knew that there was nothing else to do, and he didn't want to hurt the third-string kid and kind of just let Wentz take his lumps. And if you notice, when Wentz was sitting on the bench there, nobody was around him. It's kind of like Chauncey leaving the federal courthouse yesterday. It's a lonely place sometimes. And I really felt bad for Carson Wentz.
It's we glamorize it when it's a great, And when it's not, we lionize.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's one of those things where it's just like, it sucks that not everybody gets to go out the same way, but that's them breaks, right?
Right.
And Wentz's story is, you know, one of the guys, you know, he's not a lovable loser. You know, him in Philly with Foles stepping in for him, he was the guy that was holding them back. And so it's just one of those spots where you're just like, again, the theme of today just seems going to be humanity.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
You know?
A little bit.
So I don't know, man. If I sound like I'm a little weird today, it's because I am. I was like, my brain's going a million miles an hour, and I'm trying to sort through all of this stuff. And I don't know, man. Maybe I'm getting old and soft, lose my edge, as it were. But yeah, I'm the humanity of it all. Just
the flip side.
It's just everything just feels like it weighs heavier.
Yeah, the flip side of it all, though, is I think, you know, Herbie had a good game, and Chargers seem a little bit back on track, and sometimes that's all it takes is to play a team that seems to be reeling. Where are you on J.J. McCarthy? Well, how is it that because he's not playing, we think he sucks more?
Again, humanity, you know, because in the game that he did play, it wasn't good, Bob.
Well, but the game before he did play, he had a great second half.
Yeah.
Look, I keep banging on this. I'd rather have a bad first half and a great second half than be Jalen Hurts and have a good first half and a garbage second.
I mean, Bo Nix is making a season out of it.
Bo Nix is making a career out of it. I mean,
he has had like, what,
he's going to get a contract extension.
He's had like three or four games this year where he has been gross in the first half and then had some of the best second halves you've ever seen. You're just like, I mean, consistency's probably better, but you'll take it.
Where are you at on this on the fan text line? I think it's disrespectful for the Chargers to wear dark blue jerseys because that belongs to San Diego boy. As an old school Charger fan, I thought I saw Ryan Leaf back there jumping the rock.
Yeah.
Some Stan Humphries.
Big old boy in the dark blue.
Yeah, mid to late 90s, early 2000s. I saw Rivers play in that a touch, but they started to move to the whites more with the bolt. Different than what it was last night. I thought those jerseys were sick.
Like it.
But I know, if you are a Charger fan, you're probably pissed because that's San Diego. That's Natron Means.
Mm-hmm.
That's Junior Seau.
I caught a Natron Means story on socials last week, and I think it was Sean Merriman was talking about it as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
They were like basically like an Oklahoma drill, and Merriman trucked Means, and he started barking at him. And you know, when you play football, you know, in high school especially, when you're lining up for that drill, you're kind of doing the count of like, all right, who am I going up against? Who am I going up against? Means found Merriman on the line back through and made sure he was going up against Merriman. And Merriman tells the story. He goes, and that's when I knew what Natron Means was. He goes, he knocked the bleep out of me. And he goes, I didn't know where I was, who I was, what I was doing. All I knew was that number was imprinted on my brain. And I was like, that tracks.
Yep, that'll do it for
me. I love that. Natron Means is a sit around the campfire naming dude's name. If there ever was one.
Yeah, man. I was a Charger fan back
but,
then.
But like, even if like, if you're of our age and somebody says Natron Means, you know what you if you're a football fan, you perk up in your chair a little bit. Ooh, Natron Means.
The Natron Bomb.
Yeah, right? Like you start I love those guys in sports. Love those guys when you like that clicks again. Like, ooh, Natron. It's like when the highlight reel of Mike Allstott comes on socials, you're like, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're watching that 2 minute and 30 second clip of Mike Allstott handing out CTE to any and all comers.
It's one of the things that really broke my heart when Kobe passed because I wanted him to be, you know, old man Kobe and telling a story about some fringe NBA player from the 99 season and be like, oh my God, I know exactly who that is. I can see his baseball card, you know, to just like the random names when we get old are going to be fantastic.
Patrick, we are old.
I know, but I'm talking like old. I'm talking like 70 on the porch kind of thing.
Okay. What are you drinking on the porch at 70?
Mm,
have you moved past beer?
Probably Metamucil at that point. Probably got to choose between the cigars and the booze.
Pantry full of prune juice.
Yeah.
Get prune juice in one hand, Metamucil. Beer in the other.
Maybe I'll slip a little tequila in it at some point.
Ooh, prune juice and tequila.
Maybe I'll have to switch to mezcal because then my wife will think it's just the cigar and not the liquor on my breath. All right, we'll get into a load at 11 o'clock hour. We'll get back at this. The Oregon Ducks, your Oregon Ducks, Danny, take on Wisconsin this weekend where it never rains at Autzen. Grateful Dead night. We'll get to that load at 11 o'clock hour. Stick with us. We're having fun. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.